For more than a decade, Mississippi's child welfare system has been failing. Attorney Eric Thompson of the child advocacy group Children's Rights says there are 10,000 documented reports of abuse and neglect there every year.
Until there is a sustained effort at all levels of Mississippi state government, children are going to continue to die. They are going to continue to be beaten, bruised, battered, and sexually assaulted while in the state's custody.
Children's Rights filed a federal class action lawsuit against Mississippi 3 years ago, and today a federal court approved a partial settlement. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports it's the first step in trying to repair a foster care system that has reached its breaking point.
The severity of the problems with Mississippi's child welfare system is astounding. The state hasn't met federal standards or even its own state standards when it comes to taking care of foster kids. Cases of abuse and neglect involve children unable to get the medical care or psychological help they need, and heartbreaking stories where kids left in homes too long ended up getting hurt or worse. Eric Thompson with Children's Rights says the kids are facing real danger.
We are aware of several incidents of children being killed. One four-month-old last summer was murdered by his parents after being left in the home by the Department of Human Services, who had an open case on that family. Another teenager was killed while in a group home.
The state doesn't track these incidents, so Thompson says no one really knows how many kids have died or were seriously injured while they were in the state foster care system. What is easier to document are the thousands of children who didn't get the attention or treatment they needed and were left struggling in the system for years.
In the year of 1991, my family was so destitute, so poor. You know, it was like, wow, they shouldn't be living like that. And then there were also signs of abuse.
DeMarcus Heiston is a named plaintiff in the lawsuit. He's been in the foster system since he was 5 years old, when he and his two older sisters were taken away from his mother because she couldn't take care of them.
The Department of Human Services, they drove by the house several times, not expecting anyone to live there because the house was so abandoned looking.
The state first moved DeMarcus to his grandmother's house, but she didn't have any utilities. Then he endured a series of 28 moves, including temporary foster placements, group homes, emergency shelters, mental health facilities, and by the time he was 16, a home for juvenile offenders, even though DeMarcus had not committed any crime.
So I'm in there with sexual offenders, vandalizers, people who has assault records, stolen stuff. Like, I'm talking about real mini criminals. These are little criminals that I'm with.
The inappropriate placements and constant moves left DeMarcus alone and many times afraid. He never found a permanent home. Now 20 years old and in his first year of college, he says he's still dealing with the consequences.
And you know what? I feel like because of that, there's no stability in my life now. Big trust issues, that's another thing that I have a big problem with. Because of all the people in my past, I've been hurt so many times, like putting all my trust into a home, putting all my trust into someone that I thought would do me right and would end up doing me wrong.
Now he's decided to join the Army. Attorneys for the 3,500 children in the state foster care system say one reason DeMarcus Heiston moved 28 times and stayed in foster care his entire childhood is because there are not enough social workers to take care of kids. According to the state's own 2006 report, there is pervasive failure to protect and serve the children in its custody. The study showed 12% were mistreated. Many of the incidents were not investigated. 11% were moved 10 or more times. 84% received no medical exam within the first week as required, and some never got medical treatment. More than 20% have spent half or more of their lives in state custody. 15 years ago, the Child Welfare League of America reported that Mississippi's foster care system was dysfunctional. The group's latest report is no different.
They found that in Warren County, Mississippi, the average caseworker carried 113 cases per worker. In Hancock County, Mississippi, one caseworker carried an average of 120 cases.
Plaintiff's attorney Melody McAnally says the national standard is for caseworkers to handle no more than 12 to 15 cases.
You can look at those numbers and see why, obviously, they're just overworked. They're not able to give enough attention and time and planning to deal with all the children in their care. They're overworked.
The state of Mississippi and Children's Rights have reached a partial settlement in the case. Officials have agreed not to contest that its kids' constitutional rights have been violated. Attorney General Jim Hood.
We'd known for quite some time that we were going to have to spend additional money, but it unfortunately took a lawsuit to force the state to do what we should have done all along.
Hood calls it a landmark settlement, in part because the state will not spend additional money on a trial fighting the charges, but instead will work to come up with standards and a plan to turn the system around.
We certainly owe a duty to these children who have already been abused in life to take good care of them. So I think we'll look back and say we did the right thing and we spent the money, we spent what it took to fix our problem.
I think it has a lot to do with the will of policymakers.
Linda West is the head of Mississippi Families for Kids. For so many years, officials let the foster care system decline to dangerous levels. West says now it's time for those in power to realize that they need to make a commitment to the state's most vulnerable population.
I think it's a lack of understanding what's best for children and a lack of understanding that without families and children, we don't have much of a state, that all the casinos funding and all of the children's museums and all of these things are not going to benefit us if we don't take care of our kids.
Today's settlement agreement means Mississippi will be under a federal court order to come up with a specific plan to fix the problems. The state has set aside $12 million in additional funding this year to help. But many say it will take much more to turn around a system that is so troubled. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
See the settlement agreement yourself and read letters from parents and children in the foster care system at npr.org.